The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, June 30th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. The numbers to call are 323-6232, 3216-325-4259. And of course, if you're calling from the Family Island, it's 242-300-5720. And the text line powered by BTC is 422-4796. Some people say, why do you give out the number so early in the show? When I tend to do that, that means I want to have a conversation. I want to have a conversation. I need you to help me with this conversation. Today, we have several gift certificates to give out, but I may be giving out today, tomorrow. Today's gift certificate is going to be given out. It's a $85 banquet ticket. Yeah, I wonder how many inside here. I didn't open it to see. I mean, I got curious. Anyway, it's an $85 banquet gift certificate. Last person to call today. That's who's going to get this. It's Walking in Purpose, Jazzy Fit, Fifth Annual Charity Fundraiser Gala, Saturday, July 4th. That's right around the corner. Saturday, July 4th, 2026. You can win this by just calling the show. So it's going to be at St. Joseph Hall, Boyd Road, right? It's dresses formal or semi-formal, right? And the ticket's free. You just call. You have to be the last caller, the last caller to call today in the show. And you get a ticket. I'll leave the ticket downstairs for you. Today, conversation, but I can need your help, right, is I propose that the problem that we in the Bahamas are going through, suffering, is that we do not have a will to be a nation. Let me repeat that so people can understand where I'm going. It's because people say, what you trying to say, Nuri? What you trying to say? I think, you know that Singapore gentleman who was prime minister and everyone fall in line and now they have all the Caribbean nations evoking the spirit of Singapore and say, we could be just like them. Right. And I, in one of my rants on the radio, I said, we can never be like Singapore. Stop pretending. Stop saying it. Stop conjuring the image because we're two different types of people. The problem is our culture. And today's conversation is we in the Bahamas do not have the will to be a nation because a nation forsakes self. And I'm not sure you who are listening, the prime minister, the deputy prime minister, the ministers, the people at church, the Christian people, the Muslim people, the Jewish people, all the expats who are here in the Bahamas has the will to work for the Bahamas to be a nation. And some people might ask, what you mean by nation? What is when you give up of self for the better good of the country? We ain't into that. We ain't into that. And today I need to find out why we ain't into that. And what can we do to foster an energy, a culture amongst us, especially amongst our youth, right? To get that concept of, I'm trying to build a nation here. I'm busy building a nation here, so I don't need the selfishness. I don't need idle talk, right? I believe our politicians do idle talk. And I have some politicians I like, but they're idle. I don't pay no attention to them. I don't pay no attention to them because I know it's not within them. It's not within us. You know, there are times I say behemoths do not have the wherewithal to accomplish the basic things that we need. And that's insulting to us as a people. So what you mean we don't have the wherewithal when we have people, behemoths, around the world doing big things? Individuals doing big things. There are people in this country, in-house, in state, who are doing big things, individuals doing big things. But I'm saying the big things they're doing are not nation building. The big things they're doing now is everybody trying to be rich. They're trying to have an inheritance for their children and their children's children. I propose that the owners of the housing business are trying to create business for their children and their children's children. The owners of the number places are trying to do business for their children and their children's children. They make an inheritance. None of that is nationhood they are doing because they're unable to do it. It's not in our mindset. And then there are times, black country, when I say black country, I mean the majority of the population, 60-70% is majority of African descent. Do they have any kind of wherewithal to create a nation instead of letting things happen to them and they respond to tragedies and incidences and say, okay, we can fix that later. We can fix that right now because someone died. And this is where our problem is. We need to sit down and acknowledge that, no, we have issues here. And the primary issue is that we do not know how to build a nation. We do not have the wherewithal to do and build a nation. We don't have any examples of it to make any sacrifices for it. Right? There are in Asian countries, European countries, there are big edifices, huge edifices where you look at it and say, I wonder how they build that temple. Let's go back to even Africa in terms of Egypt, and then they have some places in North Africa, that's Ethiopia, where they had men of a previous generation, not now, because they ain't building no edifices now, where they carve things out of rock, which is impossible to build now. You're saying, how they do it? I don't know. Because the person who was in charge then, saying, we are building this to last beyond us. We are building this because we are a nation and we want to brag as a nation. In the Bahamas, we cannot even pave the roads in New Providence. When I say in the Bahamas, I can speak about New Providence, but anyway, the Family Islands, the road's bad too. So you can include them. And I just came off of Harold Road. There's one or two potholes on Harold Road. It's a major thoroughfare. I can't picture a country so small, New Providence, and again, I'm speaking about New Providence, so small that we can't have a ministry of New Providence. See, I'm changing it now. I got to be specific. A ministry whose job it is to make New Providence be the best capital, Nassau capital, in the Caribbean, where people come and envy and say, how did y'all do that? What type of nation it is that y'all able to have the streets clean? We can't do that. That's kind of tough for us. Even though we are small, we are not even a big city. The whole New Providence. Right? We're small. We have enough people here to do it. We just don't know how to do it. We don't know. We don't have the wherewithal to make it properly on New Providence. We just don't know how to do it. We don't know how to do it. That's why it's not being done. We don't have the skill. We don't have the capacity. We just don't know how to do it. And if we did, we would have done it. If we did, we would have done it. We don't know how to operate a hospital property. We just don't know. We don't have the talent. We don't have the skill. If we did, it would have been done. We were going to say, we have 5 years to make sure this is the best hospital in the region. Full stop. We ain't giving no excuses. We say, 5 years, this is going to be the best hospital in the region. We ain't making no excuses of this happened, that happened. The money was going to be budgeted. We was going to ask, hey, how much is it going to cost? If it's going to cost $1 billion, we're going to put the money aside. Say, well, we're going to have $200 million every year put aside until we get $1 billion. And it's going to be the best hospital in the region. We can pay the doctors. We can pay the nurses. We're going to have the state-of-the-art equipment because we are committed that in 5 years, it is going to happen. And I tell you, we do not have the skill, the talent, the will. Nobody here. Nobody in the country. None. We just can't do it. It is us. We's the problem. The person who's going to call me right now is the problem. The person who's calling me now is the problem because they don't have the will. Let's go. God in Radio AM. Let's go, caller. How are you doing today?
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. Yes, I wanted to mention one African country that I know of that is doing nation building. It would be Burkina Faso. It used to be called Upper Volta. It's on the northern border with Ghana, West Africa.
Caller, right, let's talk. You there? You can talk to me for a couple of seconds?
I can talk.
I can bring the mic close. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you a little better.
Got Burkina Faso.
Yes.
They had a coup.
Upright man. That's what the word means.
They had a coup. They had a coup, right?
Where the, oh, yes.
And since they had a coup, they have a...
Yes, he took over. Yes,
you ready,
did.
Ma'am?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes, it's not a democracy.
Hello, ma'am.
Nation building. And that's the point I am making. I'm not talking about their system of government.
Hold on for me, ma'am. You ready? Are you ready? Since they had a coup, they haven't allowed...
Yes, they had a coup. Ibrahim Traoré is in charge.
You ready?
You mentioned nation building. You didn't mention...
I'm waiting for you, ma'am.
Government system.
I'm not talking about government system. You ready? I can try it again. Since they had a coup, they haven't allowed any media into the country to report on what's happening. We have no clue what is happening in Burkina Faso. All the information we get is on social media. That's all the social media reports, our reports from bots from Russia. We have no clue. You mentioned nation building, but there's nobody to report it. So I hear you talking about Burkina Faso, and I got to ask you where you get your information from. But if you get it from social media, I got to denounce it. I said, just give me any media source you're getting your information from. And I'll say, yes, they have nation building.
And also in this region, Guyana is engaged in nation building. They have, as you probably know, discovered oil. Guyana in South America.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate
you
calling.
I'll think about more countries and I'll call you back.
Well, you so far you don't call no country yet, but I appreciate you.
I call Guyana in South America.
I can talk about Guyana next, but I can make sure.
I call Guyana. They're engaged in nation building since they discovered oil.
I can respond to you right now about Guyana. Thank you very much, ma'am. Guyana is one of the poorest countries in this hemisphere. They need a lot of help, and I'm hoping that the Bahamas take our skill and talent and to Guyana and sell it to them so they can build. The people in Guyana are frustrated with the government. They are questioning whether their government is negotiating on their behalf. But when you find oil and reserves like that, we know the vultures coming. And we see the vultures are coming to Guyana to take whatever they can get from it. I'm not sure if you can say they are nation building as yet, because they have nation building by whatever they implement in the future. We just have to wait. So I hear you call Guyana. I say, let's wait. It ain't happening yet, ma'am. It ain't happening yet. Let's go to this next caller. God in Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. Caller, you there? No? Hang up that line so I can read some of these texts. This text says, just tired of these flowery speeches by the PLP government. Help save lives on these streets by fixing the road. Show real action and stop wasting the taxpayers' money. Okay? This texter says, where am I? Can you imagine a prime minister of a Commonwealth country standing up in the nation's House of Commons, and stating that he will immediately address traffic crisis that his citizens have been screaming about for the past 5 years of his administration? I was literally flabbergasted. Out PM sounded like he never knew that he had issues with the entire road system. I'd pay no attention to them no more, texter. I understand. They say things, nice things, because you're willing to listen. I don't believe we have the wherewithal. You all can forget that the roads are bad in 3, 4, 5 months, and it'll continue. We have no plan to deal with the bad roads. We know how to, Cecil. We just have other priorities. And with the give us more money or we stealing bill, they told you their priority is enriching themselves and you're all complaining, Bahamians be damned. The people of Guyana are still poor. Their MPs probably get a raise too. I have no problem with our MPs getting a raise now, but there needs to be some checks and balances where if you're not doing a good job, if you all of a sudden came into the House of Assembly with $500,000 in assets, and all of a sudden you now have $3-5 million in assets, and you can't explain to me how you get rich. Something needs to be done. I don't, including our Prime Minister and the PLP administration, including the leader of the opposition and the FNM party, plan to put anything in action to correct our frustrations. They just don't know how. I'm mad at them. They're doing the best they can, just that their best isn't good enough. I don't think the Bahamian people are challenging our leaders enough to say, we expect more. We cheerlead a lot. We will celebrate. We will celebrate that the MP is getting a raise and they're not doing an adequate job. They're doing it part-time. And we'll say, that is what they're supposed to do. This is us. We don't have it in us. Let's go to the next caller as we continue these texts. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Hey, Mr. Nuri, how you doing?
I'm doing well, you know.
Hey, I think Mrs. Melinda Wilson is one of those persons. Do you support her?
I like her, you know. That's a beautiful lady. Every time I see her, I blush. I mean, when she speaks with authority. That Bayesian woman name, the Bayesian Prime Minister, Mia Motley. She reminds me of a Mia Motley. She's a strong woman, right? No mess. She'll tell you what it is and willing to challenge anybody, right? We need some women in the House of Assembly like that. The women we have in our House of Assembly now are demure. I can say Eggleston looks like how it is because the minister, the MP, who is the MP of Eggleston is demure, and the people of Eggleston's demure. That's why Eggleston look like that, like under a tobacco dove underarm. It look rough. It look like a shanty town, and the MP being there for 20 odd years, and it still look rough, but we celebrate.
Hey, I'm glad to hear you say that today, you know, because there's a movie coming on, so let's watch it together and see how far she go. She have my support. All right, thanks, Nuri.
Thanks very much. This text says, good morning, CA. We as a people can't even keep a 21x7 island clean. No, we cannot. We don't have the skill. We don't have the wherewithal. We don't have the aptitude. And see, if you say we do, then why don't we do it? We don't do it because there's a reason why we don't do it. We just don't know how. We just don't know how. We can talk it though. If the prince come in, the king come in, we'll clear the road and we'll pave the road. Mind you, the road would be uneven, but it'll be paved all the same. We'll get one of those paving companies, make them a millionaire, and say, how come y'all are mega millionaires, but the roads are bad? What you paving for? You have us going. Let's get caller. Guy in Rear AM.
Hey, Nuri.
How you doing?
Good afternoon.
I
will just touch on the politicians getting raised. I think all of those politicians would have over $4 million or $400 million on their bank account. They don't need no raise. None of them need raise. Because I think I'm on the impression that they're being patriotic and they want to do something for their country. It have nothing to do with money. So all of them would have all that money put aside and to say that they cool for the next couple years. Well, I don't think they're looking for money and raise and stuff. Hello?
I'm here, man, listening to you.
Now, on the other side, us being Bahamians, when we start having our leaders showing us example of what being patriotic is all about and being Bahamian and setting things in motion. I like how you open up your show about other countries, how they took pride in their country. They build monuments and stuff to say, hey, this is what we represent.
We don't even have a good monument here.
And
let me pause you to call up because I like that call up. You see the statue of Sir Lyndon, the demure statue. That's the best we could do.
No, I think that we could do better.
Show me someplace better then. Show me what we did then.
I think we could do better, all right? And we don't have to be monuments. It could be It could be buildings and all that. That we, like what you said about the hospital, if we're going to do something, let's show pride in it and let's be the best we can do with that, that other people come and us because of our medical research or our education system. Let's take pride in it and do it so that they can say, hey, I honor the Bahamas because they are doing this. All right? And not just tourism, you know? I wish we could have some or something down by the Sports Center to show our Golden Girls. It still makes me proud to think about them and what they achieved. Something up there. I mean, all that space up there, they can't put a statue of none of our Golden Knights or Golden Girls right there where they passing the baton to say, like, to be something, an image that's to say that, hey, they passing the baton on. Something to say that when those kids go down there and they're practicing for sports, they see our heroes and see what we represent and have the money to back that up. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand, Colin.
We are not doing that. And I
Colin, let me challenge you. You know what? You know what we can do to the sports center? We can put a go-kart race down there. Because that's good. That's what the people want. They want to spend their $30 and ride around on the government complex there and say, see, we having fun. Whee!
I think they're doing that now.
That's the best we can do right there. That's the best.
With that millions of dollars complex up there, that's the best we can do.
That's the best we can do. And the people can celebrate and say, look how sophisticated we are in the Bahamas. We have a go-kart race here. And people can be happy and go, whee! That's the best of it. That's the best of it right here.
Oh, my.
And the people, to celebrate.
We need to do something as Bahamians. And we need to enforce. The Bahamian people don't know how much power they have. You know, they're saying the prime minister have power and the cabinet, they have to follow the prime minister because the prime minister. No, it doesn't go like that. The people has power, and we need to start, the people them need to start showing the government that we have power. Let me give you an example. The opposition, they have less seats inside the house, right?
Go ahead. Hello? I'm here.
Okay. Now, how much people supported the FNM in this country for the last election?
Thousands.
Do you know if they could get half of that to go down Bay Street?
If they
half of them to go down Bay Street,
people would stop and watch.
The government will stop what they're doing and look at that. Everybody has power. I don't care. Even the COI, because all of them still have their feet to the ground. All of them still have a voice because people voted for them. And if they see something going wrong in this country, if they could rally up half of their supporters.
I agree with you, Colin. And thank you.
This nation will start, people will start listening and the government will start listening. Because guess what? The government still want more voters next election.
Thank you very much, Colin. I think it's us. I don't think we're capable of doing it, but I hear you have confidence and hope. Hope is a serious thing, but I hear you. Let me read this text quickly so I go to the caller. It says, good morning, CA. I can read this again. We are by Seven Island Clean, but we want to say that we're the greatest little country in the world. Are you kidding me? You can't be a great country if you can't keep a small 21 by 7 island clean. I don't think we have the talent to keep it clean. Says, good day, Mr. Nuri. The Commonwealth of the Bahamas is a very wealthy country with national resources to enhance wealth. What are we doing past, present, and future economic developments? Yes, we can do better today and for the future. But are we willing to do so? ASAP, from the Grand Bahama, we are listening today. Say la, I don't think we have the wherewithal. Says Craig Flowers made some good statues of Ronnie, King Eric, and a few others. I know it's inside UB Yard. I mean, they're nice statues. They're grand statues. And as an individual making statues. Now, if you're saying that I need to do a fundraiser and make my own statue and not the government, I could do that too, right? Like how they did in Exuma. Boy, they have that one picture on statue of Pompeii and you shake your head and say, well, that's what the Exumian want. We got to celebrate them ugly statues. But it is what it is. Say, Belinda Wilson is a good woman. She's never lacking. She represents 100% women throughout the Bahamas. Those women from the government side all look to be in a health crisis. Tell fact check. I don't know what you're saying, Texter. Forgive me. Okay. We just a nasty set of people with no consequences of our actions. And I was reading the other day, one Caribbean nation, I think it was Curacao, they have a ministry that cleans the roads and patch holes. A whole ministry, you know. They just dedicated it. They want to have the cleanest country there is. And they have a ministry whose job it is just to clean the environment. We have all kind of ministries and parts of Bay Street. I mean, you go down to our main thoroughfare, Bay Street, and you say, my God, this is the best of the Bahamas. Yes, that's the best of the Bahamas. Bay Street is the best of us. How Bay Street look, how fish fry look as a people. That's us. Bay Street is us. So when the people come, you say, when they say, oh, this is the Bahamas, yes, this is the Bahamian people here. This is the best we can do right here, and we want you to enjoy it. Enjoy the buildings that you're looking at on Bay Street, because this is us, and you need to celebrate us and how we look. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Point out the truth.
I got you.
Yeah. You know, Bhutan, I think it is, Bhutan, they used to call it the Ministry of Happiness, and they actually upgraded it now to the Gross National Happiness Commission. They focus on keeping everybody happy. And I think you wouldn't find that there'll be anybody being deported out of the 1.2 million people coming out of the United States soon going to Bhutan, because they don't want to leave their country. And there's something I noticed, if you were to Google the 10 most peaceful nations in the world, you'll find that they really do not allow you to become a citizen as easy as you would like to.
Mm.
You just don't do that, because the politician may need you to vote for them later on down the road. They have strict adherence to protecting their national interests. We have a situation right now where our prime minister paused in parliament for the accident victims, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some moment of silence. And guess what they do? Go right back to rowing one another.
Yeah.
So
it's a hint to what's to come. Don't mind the idle talk.
Mm.
It's just idle talk. This is the best of the Bahamas right here. We ain't getting no better.
Oh, boy.
When this generation come off the scene and the next generation come on the scene, it could be the same thing, because we are culturally inept.
Oh, my Lord.
No, don't you see? See, if I can prove this for the whole nation, is 53 years. If I can prove that in the past 53 years we keep on doing the same thing, surely I can say this is cultural.
But then you can't judge a nation's year by annual 12 months. You can't look at the years.
I'm now doing decades now. You see, I can call 53 years. I'm doing 12 months. I say 53 years.
Oh,
there's 53 years we've been doing this, and you ain't get to the point where you say, this is us. You want another really 53 years come and say, Lord, Nuri was right.
I hate to admit to people that when I travel that I'm Bahamian, you know.
No, I still say I'm Bahamian. I just say, don't judge us too hard.
I have to.
I just say, don't judge us too harshly. This is just as best as we could do. I mean, I'm mad.
We gotta find. Maybe we could find shows that could talk about how we could do better than.
I'm prepared to do that. When we have a choice, before you go, if a tourist happened to be in an accident and needs emergency, would you recommend that they go to Princess Margaret Hospital, the premier institution of the Bahamas in terms of medical care? Right? Would you recommend that they go to Princess Margaret Hospital?
No.
And see, that's the problem. That's the government hospital. That's the people's hospital. And if we are unable to recommend that the tourists go to our hospital, that they can get served within 1-2 hours, right? That they ain't dead there. Something is wrong. Something is wrong with us.
Well, right now,
and we need to acknowledge it.
Tourists are afraid to even call the police if they have a problem, because they don't feel as though they're going to, you know, instead of getting actual police investigative, they just get a service. So, yeah, we got a lot more, but you're really making us, you're just turning us inside out, Marie.
We just need to address that we have a problem and then try solve the problem. We still saying we're doing good. We ain't doing good. That's what we've been saying with the education system. Say, D is a good grade. And we said, people say, no, man, D is something wrong with that. And people say, no, D is a good grade. So you don't understand the BGCSE system. Okay, then.
Yeah,
D is good.
But Dory, maybe if we had, like, Selinden Pinland, if this statue was, like, 50 feet tall, we'd feel more like giants in our land, eh?
Yes. But we only good for a 4-foot statue, though.
Yeah.
That's what we good for.
All right.
Let's go to the next caller while I read this text. Says, your topic is the very reason why there are so many Haitians taking out your nation. But it ain't too long in the future before they show how easy it is to destroy the country along with corrupt leaders. Same texter says, how can a government that cares for the people lobby for salary increases when civil servants can't get a sensible increase? Hospital is a dead animal clinic and using deaths of young women as a distraction from 80 to 140,000 women who may have a health situation. You know, we are not at a livable wage yet inside the Bahamas. Like, a vast number of Bahamians are living at the poverty line. The government brag and said we increase minimum wage, but they increase it to a livable wage. We got to understand what a livable wage is, the minimum that someone give off. And we so below that. But our governments, they need a raise because what they're doing is so valuable that they can't live without it. But not those people who live in under the livable wage. They could get the minimum wage instead. But nobody complained. Nobody even brought it up. Nobody indicated them, say, did rough out here. If you get a raise, we need to get a raise. I don't even know how they get up to that number, the increase. Like, what percentage they using? Was the percentage that they used the same percent that they used to get to the minimum wage? Nobody asking the questions because people don't care. This is because it gets. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Hello, caller, you live?
Hello, Mr. Dury.
Hey, man, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing? We're talking about natural resources, right? Can
no,
you hear me?
No, we ain't talking about natural resources.
No, what I'm saying, you're talking about being Bahamian. Okay, if you fly over the miles and miles of beautiful turquoise water, and underneath that water is thousands of miles of white sand. When you look at those gulf, talking about the stuff in America, when you go around America, most of their beaches are brown and stuff like that, but when you see what they call the sand pit, hello, when they call the sand pit, and you see Tiger Woods and them out there playing golf, that sand, I've told, they dig that out of the Bahamas and we sell that. Do we know how much money we get for that? Because I believe those tournaments and stuff, they pay millions and millions of dollars for our sand that we buy from Chubby and thing on a daily basis. How much money do we get for a bucket or a tank of sand? Also, when we look at Carmichael Road from the Pine Forest, going all the way down to Adelaide, I've been telling them from the 70s, when you look at those little track roads going up in the back of the Pine Forest, people have been cutting down those pines from back in the 70s and burning to make charcoal. When you go out to Fish Fry and you see them people doing jerk pork and the barbecue and things, where you think they're buying the charcoal from?
I hear you. We're going to take this quick commercial break. I hear you. Again, when we come back, the last call of the day, we'll get this Walking in Purpose ticket, Jazzy Fit, Fifth Annual Charity Fundraising Gala ticket. It's valued at $85. Eat all you can eat there. Cocktails and then the gala opening. You get win this ticket. It's the last caller for the day. We'll be back.
Show me Bulla Boy in his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl, everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Guess who's back?
It's that time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Bring it on now, let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody, let's go.
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic,
where we shoot hoops instead of guns.
Game time.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri. I read the Guardian editorial this morning and calculated the annual salary paid to MPs. I ain't jealous, but this is rich for a group of the law and declare their assets. Interest. The political elite are above us. They don't care about what the Bahamian people think of them. They will use the public purse to get rich. And if you investigate all of the businesses that the government deal with, I would wager there's some kind of political connection to either one party member here or there. We call any business who say they get rich off the public purse. I believe you can see some kind of political family connections in it. It's the nature of us. I'm mad. No. It is what it is. They didn't declare because we don't want them to declare. They ain't gonna never declare. Watch come December, and then January, then March, and they ain't declare again. But now we have in the senators grandstanding, part-time job, you know. They grandstanding having blogs and video thing about what they doing and say they can be mini MPs. The Senate House, the upper house now becomes a place where rejected MPs goes to the Senate to pontificate. To elevate themselves so they get a chance to run again. And they're doing it blatantly. We're seeing them doing it. We're seeing them making all these grandiose speeches. They forget about they're supposed to be debating laws and saying they're supposed to be a matured version of the lower house and things like that. Now they're all grandstanding. It's all about them. It ain't about us no more. Now they want a raise. They can get their raise, no. The opposition can't complain about the raise because they, too, see that there's a need for an increase. But someone needs to lobby saying if you're going to increase the salaries, there needs to be this. If you're not doing your job, if the people say they can't see the MP, they can't hear that they don't believe that their senator's doing a good job. We saw the other day that the list of how many MPs was missing. One MP missed 70-odd percent of the time he's supposed to be in the House of Assembly. He was absent. Over 70%. That means only 30% of the time he was in the House Assembly, but they want to increase. They ain't give us no change back for being missing. See, something is wrong. It's inherently wrong, and we do not know how to correct it. And we can't correct it because the problem is us. The problem is our culture. The problem is we don't have anyone amongst us who is able to challenge the administrations and the government to say what you are doing is bastardizing our system. And we will not tolerate it. We don't have any intellectuals who's sitting down outside of parliament because they're all politically connected and they're all trying to get part of the gravy train to say, according to the Constitution, you are in error. According to societal norms, you are making a mistake. This is not good for the Bahamas. And we're tired of getting second place and basicness. We celebrate just basic. We so surface as a people. We just basic. We celebrating paving the roads. Finally, they paving the roads. They deserve a term. And I pay taxes for the road to be paved. They want to increase the taxes on me to get my car license, but they want to pave the road. They can't even keep the light on. We can't keep the light on. We third world. And people say, no, we're not third world. We're just developing. No, man, we primitive. We bad. Our leaders are average. Our leaders are second rate. And we celebrate them. We celebrate them. Bless up, big brother C.A. Nuri. Concerning the crazy make-no-sense passport renewing crap, your childhood community friend, Mr. Vantia Scrooge Brown, is going through the same stupid vexing renewing crap. This makes no sense. You and Valentino and many real royal Bahamians, you all had passports for decades and been renewing them decades ago. Peep this. CA, in each passport is a digital chip, all the information already in the chip. So why folks have to be getting the same information documents over and over again every time you renew? CA Nuri, I need a team up from you and Valentino Scrooge Brown and other behemoths going through these crazy stupid passport drama. Link up, team up. This vexing passport issue. I don't like how they treating you and Valentino Brown and many real royal Bahamians unfairly. This ain't right. You know, ain't just reach. Y'all ancestors being in the Bahamas for days of loyalists. I can trace my lineage to loyalists, by the way. I could trace my lineage to John Hanna, George Hasty, right? Dr. Tynes. I could trace it. I mean, tell you name back. I still have Crown Grant Land documents, the official documents from Queen Victoria giving it to James Nuri, who's my great-great-great-grandfather. And they handed down to James Nuri, handed down to Cecil Nuri, handed down to Charles Nuri. And you know, I have the documents. Sign Bohemian? I mean, I don't know. But people who just come here on boat. Anyway, let's go on. Lord? Lord? This text affects me. Let's go to the caller. Guy in Radio AM, you're live, caller.
Yes, Mr. Nuri, how are you doing? It's Alan Johnson.
Go ahead, Seattle.
Yeah, hey, when you send clowns to the house, what do you expect except a circus?
Seattle, I'll challenge you and say the whole Bahamas full of clowns.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They came from amongst us. So the problem is that it's not that there's not a few amongst us that knows what to do. It's just that the majority... You have all, it's two stories. One, is when I hear recommendations, it reminds me of the 6 blind men holding on a different part of the elephant, making an argument. The other part is a story of the water and the monkeys and the bananas, where people begin to do things and can't explain why they do it. And so when you actually hear the society of anti-intellectualism, so for instance, oftentimes people consider me that I know everything. The problem is there's billions of things to be known in the world, and I know 50 of them. And imagine a person who thinks that the 50 I know is everything. The world has to be known. And so when you have that mindset, you can begin to make the argument that you make that this is the best we are. Because what happens is the best is the collective of who we are. And so I ask you, if you put a teaspoon in a pool of bitter water, does it change the taste? And so the problem is not that there's sugar amongst us. It's the problem is that we have too much of the bitter taste that it is, and we can change it, but because it only requires a few of us, not many of us. Because even when you put the sugar in the water, you may not taste it, but that began to do the change. So the problem we have is that we continuously create the dependency zone, my wife called them learned helplessness. And so, but now that the world has changed, the problem we have in the Bahamas today is that, you know, the gates and the gatekeepers, they put more chains on the gate. And you have the majority of people screaming, saying, see how they locked the gate and putting more chains on the gate, and not realizing that the walls have fallen down.
Thank you very much, Yellen. I just want to say the next caller who calls here will get this banquet ticket, Walking in Purpose, Jazzy Fit, Fifth Annual Charity Fundraiser Gala. Like I said, it's $85 value. Next year when you call, I'll speak to you briefly and give you your name and number to producer. But I am concerned, right? Let me read these texts because texts are going crazy. Let me read the text so people pay. Anyway, people are sending photos through social media of the driver of Sunday morning Shirley Street car accident that killed. Okay, I'm not reading that today. That's one of the reasons issues we have in there. So it's also CA Nuri concerning the passport drama. Please bring Valentina Scrooge on your show with some others to talk about it, please. So you need to do. I should call Valley. Yeah, I have his number there. CA, these MPs are in their castles. All of them rich and rich. I remember when Mr. Bastian says the pay for MPs and ministers needs to increase before you even get elected. No. He had the idea that the money was not sufficient. I said, you're a mega millionaire. You don't need no more money. But he was demanding that the money needs to increase for MPs and the ministers. And he come in, and guess what the prime minister suggested? I'm just saying it's coincidence. There ain't no service there. They ain't working for low salary there. They working to make a profit. And my point is, if they won't get CEO salary, I understand, but you got to be doing CEO duties and business and work. You can't be doing half work and expect us to pay you big money. And knowing that there are poor behemoths who live outside. And you end up, and the government ain't building no housing complex no time soon to have these people have housing who living on the streets, right? You can't expect me to be giving you things, man, right? Okay, it says, destroying the middle class and annihilating the poor while they get rich. They have shares, stations, carports, shops, car park, sure, more. Can't say that, read that one. This election has bought, not won. Anyway, caller, I feel the frustration. Let's go to this caller. Caller, you there? Pass the caller through, Kermit. How you doing, caller?
Pleasant good morning to you, sir.
I would like to say that you just won yourself a ticket. I got
praise the Lord.
You can leave your name with Kermit. I mean, I'm not sure if you called to contribute also, but this ticket here in my hand,
no,
it's yours.
Yeah, you're making some valid point. I'm listening to you, and you're doing well, and I'm agreeing. I'm in agreement and alliance with you, so all is well.
Yes, call him. And I can place you on hold and just give Kermit your name so I can write on this ticket. And you come to Guardian Guardian newspaper here, speak to the concierge at the desk and say, I come for my ticket. Just say your name and you get this banquet ticket is yours.
All right, say no more.
Say no more. Blessings. I am frustrated because I see that this is as good as it gets. I believe there are rich people here who should do more. Number men need to do more. They need to do more. I don't want no more freedom of no food. I don't want no t-shirt with independence on it. You need to do more. You need to do something substantial. I don't want to have no big bash bang thing at the end of the year. I don't want no TV. Open up one school, damn it. Open up one hospital. You have the money. BC, you have the money. We have people who've been in politics and get contracts from the government and have become rich off government contracts. Their business is constructing houses. Become millionaires of constructing government houses and homes. They need to give back more. It's them. They're holding us hostage. The majority of MPs in the House of Parliament are millionaires. They're not doing enough. We have Lifeaki, we have Albany, we have those there, back at Albany. They have billions of dollars. But Adelaide Primary School, Leakin, they have the chalkboard, the old furniture's inside the thing. You try to say you can't knock on Albany door and say, hey, you're all here in the Bahamas. You try to kind of say you all can donate a couple dollars to make sure that Adelaide Primary School is the best primary school in the New Providence. That they have, what is called, like whiteboard? They have computers. Why can't the 40, the 50 students there? There ain't even much students there. You're trying to say the Albany and Lifeaki can't donate a computer for every student? Every student? Computers are $60. You mean they don't have no money to do that? They can't bring in some private tutors and say, man, whilst we here in the country, we brought the making, what do you call them, those tech things, product, whatever the program is. On the phone apps. You tell me they can't do a summer program and teach every child in Adelaide Primary School apps? And they won't live in the Bahamas amongst us? They already in gated community. They go places and get invited to the Prime Minister's office when I can't see the Prime Minister and I must be content that they're here? No, man. If you don't want to contribute to the Bahamas, you need to leave. It's rough here. Let me get this last call before I go. Kermit, give me this last call, please. Call, you can hear me?
Yes, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Go ahead, caller.
Great, you're preaching this morning.
I have a headache. How much are you frustrated? You see Bay Street? Bay Street look rough.
Can we agree to disagree?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I like what you're saying. Up until the part you got to the computers for every child. I have a little tiny issue with that in terms of the Prime Minister did say they would give every child, in September I think it was, a laptop.
Every child in the Bahamas a laptop?
Yeah, that's what I'm sure I heard him say.
Okay.
But anyway, you can check the facts.
Mm-hmm.
However, my position is, why not have computer centers in every school where children are learn how to use these devices? Because taking them home and back and forth, a lot of these children are going to destroy them. Some children already have devices. So you're giving devices to children who already have them. Those children who, like, probably taking BGCSEs and BGCSEs, 11th, 12th grade, yes, definitely, hands down, if they don't have one, give them one. But when you're talking about from 1st grade to 12th grade, you don't know how to use them. You may not have electricity at home. You may not have internet. There's nobody to safeguard what you're doing on these devices.
Man, they could do all of that, caller. safeguard all that. I know a politician who given doorbells thing, and they I gotta go. A free doorbell watch. Anyway, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We have more giveaways. I do it tomorrow again. Have a wonderful day.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.